Hi, everybody. This is Lindsay Kenny, and we're starting our catastrophe disaster surrogate tap-along tonight for the victims of Hurricane Sandy and all of the ramifications from that for the storm from the East Coast this week. We have lots of people on the line, lots of people from all over the country, and I believe some from all over the world. So I appreciate you joining us tonight and helping us out with this. I've muted everybody, but I want you to know you can participate and ask a question, tell a quick story, or make a comment by hitting 5-star to raise your hand, and then I will unmute you so you can speak. And I have a volunteer, Ann, that's going to help us tap in a minute when we get to that. But first I want to tell you a story about surrogate tapping, just a short little kind of a testimonial about something that happened to me last year, last August 11th. Actually, the tragedy happened on August 11th of last year, of 2011. And those of you that are on my mailing list or newsletter have heard about this, so please indulge me while I tell the others. One of my training students, it was in my training class, and one of my tapping students, and I'm going to give him a different name to protect his identity, I'll call him Robert, was in the unit, for lack of a better word, of military unit, where the soldiers were killed last year, last August, when 33 soldiers perished in some helicopter accidents in Afghanistan. And they were Green Berets, Special Forces soldiers, all of them, I believe, and maybe some crew that were not, but most of the soldiers that died were Special Forces. And Robert helped train those soldiers. They all came from one camp in Afghanistan, one place. There were about 100 soldiers in that camp, in that unit. They lost a third of them that day, on that August 11th. And so it was tragic for us here in the United States and all over the world to hear about that. We've become a little desensitized, I think, to hear these death numbers. But when we stop and think about it for 2 seconds, we realize that those numbers are real people. And they have families and friends that they've left behind. And I don't think about this, I must say, but the soldiers that are serving with them are part of their family because they're really close to them at the moment. And in this case, Robert said his unit was beyond devastated by the deaths of these comrades, these fallen soldiers. These were great guys. They were the best of the best and highly trained, and they were very close. They had to count on each other to support them, to help keep them alive. And a third of them were wiped out in that one tragic accident on August 11th. Robert said, we were corresponding by email, and he said how it was just overwhelming, the energy in the camp and the sadness, that the grief was just palatable, that he could hardly bear it. And it just broke my heart to hear the email from him. And I said, gee, is there something? I just want to be able to do something. I think he replied something like, you'll think of something, Lindsay, tap for me, or something like that. And I just quickly put together a call kind of like this one for 2 days away. So that call would have been about the 13th of August last year. And it was at 11 a.m. here in Pacific time where I am in San Francisco. And so I had people on this call, like this, a conference call, just surrogate tap for how these men must have felt. So we were specifically tapping, not for the fallen soldiers, bless their hearts, but for the people that they left behind, the families and their friends, and particularly for these soldiers that were their buddies and their peers, their equals, and their temporary family. So we tapped on their grief. You guys tap as I'm talking about this because I don't want you to feel traumatized. We tapped on their grief and their profound sorrow, asking them to let it go and know that they were loved and that it would pass, that their grief would lighten and they would be able to go on. And the call happened. It was only a 10-minute call like this tonight. It's not going to be very long. It was at 11 o'clock a.m. Pacific time, which was at 10:30 p.m. Afghan time. There's some countries, big countries, that have half-hour time zones. So it was 10:30 p.m. there, so a lot of these troops were in bed. And the next morning, I got an email from Robert that said, wow, Lindsay, I don't know what you did, but I can tell you did something. When we got up this morning, the whole camp was so much better. The heaviness and the sorrow had been lifted, and we all felt lighter, and we couldn't figure out what it was. And then he said, I knew you probably tapped for us. Well, it wasn't just me. It was thousands of other people, like we're doing on this call tonight. It was the word he used was a palatable difference. They felt hopeful, and the grief was far less, wasn't gone away, but far less. It was manageable, and it had only been 2 or 3 days since the tragedy. Now, I have about 1,000 stories like that, but I wanted to share that one because it really is so touching to me, and Robert is so dear to me, and I know how devastating that must have been. I can't imagine, but I know it must have been just horrific. So if you're just joining us and you missed part of that, please listen to the recording of this afterwards so you can hear that story about Robert and know that what we're doing tonight can absolutely be meaningful and helpful to the survivors of this Hurricane Sandy. And you can find the replays at proeftradio.com. That goes directly to my media page where the recording of this will be afterwards. And I'll have a script there that you guys, if you want to tap, can tap and do this all over again. So, again, I want to thank you for being here and for being willing to do this. There are a lot of people on this call. I have everybody muted except Ann, who's going to be my echo, so that when she's talking, you'll be tapping along with me. Now, I use slightly different points. I don't care what point you're tapping on. However you want to tap, however you normally do it, I want you to do it. I will tell you the points as I'm going, however, for those of you that are new. So if you don't understand the point, that's okay. Just tap where you normally tap. And I want you to say it along with me if you would. If you're in a place where you can't say it out loud, that's okay. Just tap if you can. But if you're driving, if you're on a cell phone, I'm going to ask you not to tap along with us yet, but to do it when you get home or to a destination. So I want you to remain safe. And also, the script and what we're going to do isn't isolated to just right now. You can do it any time for these people that are suffering, and you can do it for any catastrophe or any mass fear, ailment, anything. It absolutely works, and it's good. Greater good. So again, I really, really appreciate all of you being on the line. It's just heartwarming to know that this many people care. I'm going to start it now, and Ann, I'm going to ask you tap along with me. Here's the most important thing I want you guys to hear. What we're going to do now, the words we're going to say are not nearly as important as our intention. Now, you might be hearing my voice break a little now because it's very moving to me what's happened to these people, and it's hard to watch the news and see what they're going through and the bodies that they found today of two little boys, and it's just heart-wrenching. And what's important are not the words that we're saying, because I'm just picking words. It's our intention. So I want you to hold the intention that what you're saying and what you're doing physically can actually send energy to people that are hurting down there, still over 6 million out of power. Hundreds and hundreds of thousands, over 1 million homes were lost. And that what you're doing knows no boundaries, or time and space doesn't matter. Your intention is to help heal these people and give them some sense of relief, support, and love. It will happen regardless of what words we're saying. So before I start, if anybody has any questions, hit 5-star and raise your hand. I'll answer your question before we start. If it's logistical about how to do this or something, raise your hand. If it's a question about the process, we'll cover that later. I don't see any hands up. I just see a sea of people out there. I got a little bored. So let's get started. So Ann, I want you to do this with me. And again, everybody, please tap along with us and say these words. If you want to say other words, please do that. And you'll notice it sounds a little bit like a prayer, I think. So Ann, are you there with me?
I'm right here.
Okay, thank you again. So on your karate chop, on the side of your hand, everybody, I want you to tap there and say, "And even though I know you must be frightened and terribly sad,
even though you must be frightened and terribly sad.
Please know that you're not alone.
Please know that you're not alone.
Even though you may be heartbroken.
Even though you may be heartbroken.
Please know that you are loved and cherished.
Please know that you are loved and cherished.
Still on the Karate Chop, even though things seem hopeless now.
Even though things seem hopeless now.
Please know that this isn't the end.
Please know that this isn't the end.
It's only a step on the way to recovery.
It's only a step on the way to recovery.
Okay, good. Now, on the eyebrow point, this is the beginning of the eyebrows. Please know that you're not alone.
Please know you're not alone.
And outside of the eyes, please know in your heart that you are very much loved and supported.
Please know in your heart that you're very much loved and supported.
Okay, and under the eyes, your fear and despair.
Your fear and despair.
Under the nose and chin, your loss and your heartaches.
Your loss and your heartaches.
On the collarbone, I feel your sadness.
I feel your sadness.
Under the arms, but I can't imagine how it must be for you.
I can't even imagine how it must be for you.
On the liver point, which is under the breast, but please allow me to help ease your pain.
Please allow me to help ease your pain.
On the wrist point, that's right at the crease at the base of the hands. And I am describing that one because that is stress, anxiety, sadness, sorrow, and grief. You know these people are experiencing that. Please allow me to help ease your pain.
Please allow me to help ease your pain.
On the top of the head, please listen to us and feel this now.
Please listen to us and feel this now.
On the eyebrows, help is on the way.
Help is on the way.
Outside of the eyes, restoration is on the way.
Restoration is on the way.
Under the eyes, change is on the way.
Change is on the way.
Under the nose and chin, please know that you are not alone.
Please know that you're not alone.
On the collarbone, we love you and support you.
We love you and support you.
Under the arms, all of your sorrow and misery.
All of your sorrow and misery.
On the liver, please allow it to dissipate now.
Please allow it to dissipate now.
On the wrist, all of your stress and anxiety.
All of your stress and anxiety.
Top of the head, please allow us to help share your burden.
Please allow us to help share your burden.
Now take a deep breath, everyone, and shake out your fingertips as if you're shaking water off of the end of your fingers. And go back to your Karate Chop point. And Anne, if you'll say with me, even though you feel devastated and traumatized.
Even though you feel devastated and traumatized.
We are here to help you.
We are here to help you.
Even though you may feel empty and not know what to do.
Even though you may feel empty and not know what to do.
Know that others are pulling for you and praying for you.
Know that others are pulling for you and praying for you.
And even tapping for you.
And even tapping for you.
Even though you wonder how you can ever recover.
Even though you must wonder how you can ever recover.
Just know that you are loved and appreciated.
Just know that you are loved and appreciated.
And now on the tapping points, on the eyebrows, your doubt and despair.
Your doubt and despair.
And outside of the eyes, hope is on the way.
Hope is on the way.
Under the eyes, your fear and uncertainty.
Your fear and uncertainty.
Under the nose and chin, healing has already begun.
Healing has already begun.
On the collarbone point, your trauma and shock.
Your trauma and shock.
Under the arms, we are so grateful that you're still here.
We are so grateful that you're still here.
On the liver, I know you are afraid.
I know you're afraid.
On the wrist, but you are far stronger than you know.
But you are far stronger than you know.
Top of the head, you haven't lost everything because you're still here.
You haven't lost everything because you're still here.
Please know that you are not alone.
Please know that you're not alone.
Please know that you're very much loved and supported.
Please know you're very much loved and supported.
On that, take a deep breath. Take out your hands again. I'm going to go right back to the tapping points. Start at the eyebrows. We're grateful you have friends and resources.
Be grateful you have friends and resources.
Outside of the eyes, there's always hope.
There is always hope.
Under the eyes, even though things may never be the same.
Even though things may never be the same.
Have hope that they may be even better.
Have hope that they may be even better.
On the collarbone, you have a lifetime of memories.
You have a lifetime of memories.
And even though this may, under the arms, even though this may seem like your darkest hour.
And even though this may seem like your darkest hour.
You still have many resources.
You still have many, many resources.
Just because water and sand have ruined your home.
Just because water and sand have ruined your home.
Top of the head, it can't ruin your life.
It can't ruin your life.
Okay, take a deep breath. Now, I'm going to do just a little bit more. I'm going to ask at this point, though, if anybody has any questions about this. I want to keep the connection with the people, but I don't want anybody to feel lost about this process. Hit 5-star if you have a question. And forgive me if you raise your hand and I don't see it. But we're going to go ahead and move on. So back to the eyebrows. I know you feel traumatized.
I know you feel traumatized.
Outside of the eyes, but please allow yourself to start releasing that.
But please allow yourself to start releasing that.
Good. Under the eyes, you still have your health and your memories.
You still have your health and your memories.
Under the nose and chin, you have love, friends, and life.
You have love, friends, and life.
Collarbone, no storm can take that away.
No storm can take that away.
Under the arms, you may feel overwhelmed.
You may feel overwhelmed.
On the liver, please know that's only fleeting.
Please know that's only fleeting.
Wrist, help is on the way.
Help is on the way.
Top of the head, change and rebirth is on the way.
Change and rebirth is on the way.
Eyebrows, love is on the way.
Love is on the way.
Please accept the hope we are sending you.
Please accept the hope we are sending you.
Please accept the love we are giving you.
Please accept the love we are giving you.
Under the nose and chin, allow yourself to heal.
Allow yourself to heal.
Collarbone, please know that you are not alone.
Please know that you are not alone.
Under the arms, please know that you are very much loved and supported.
Please know that you're very much loved and supported.
Thank you for allowing us to support you.
Thank you for allowing us to support you.
Thank you for being willing to start your own healing.
Thank you for being willing to start your own healing.
You are very much loved and supported.
You are very much loved and supported.
Okay. Take a deep breath. Thank you, Anne, for doing that. That's all we
no
need
problem.
To, that's all we
Thank
need
you.
To do. Thank you. That's all we need to do is that. Now, some of you, I think, are probably thinking, well, why am I doing it in third person? And there are a lot of ways to surrogate tap. I like to do it almost as if I'm talking to a child or just talking to someone else that I care about. And when I have somebody that's sick and can't communicate, that's how I do it with them. And there are other ways. But while we may not know if this is effective, we might hear from other people. I've already heard from some other people that have tapped and have had some kind of miracle things happen. Karen Davidson told a story on a Facebook page today about some miracle things that happened to her, and somebody told a story about how they were tapping, and the husband was the last one off of the island, and the power lines came down right behind him, and and on and on. So it's already happening, not from this call, but from other people tapping. Prayers and wishes and thoughts really do make a difference. So again, I want to ask you one more time, if you guys want to make a comment, tell your story, a story of somebody that happened to you, a brief one, or have a question, hit 5-star, and that'll raise your hand, and I'll see it on my dashboard here and take questions. Hit 5-star. If you're getting an error signal, like that's not a valid option, just hit 5-star again. You guys don't have any questions. Oh, whoops, I have a question here. Talia, let me unmute you. Go ahead, Talia.
Hi, Lindsay. I just wanted to make a comment that I also want us to know that this includes the emergency responders and all the people who had to work even though their homes and their families were at risk.
Oh, that is so important, Talia. Thank you so much. I really meant to say that at the beginning. This isn't just for the victim. It's the extended people, but their friends and family that are affected, and really the first responders, because they're putting their life in danger. And I think one has already lost his life as a result of trying to rescue someone else. And so this will help them as well. This is for all of the victims of the storm. And some of the victims weren't in the storm. They had family and friends that were in the storm and feel the same trauma and fear and anxiety that their family members or friends have gone through. So you don't have to be in the eye of the storm to be traumatized by this and saddened and affected by it. Well, we are. I'm on the West Coast in 75-degree weather, and I'm traumatized by it and tapping for it. So thank you, Talia. I really appreciate that. I'm going to call on somebody that I don't have your name, but the last 4 digits of your phone number are 9017. I'm unmuting you now. And so if you recognize that as your phone number, 9017, the last 4 numbers, speak up. Tell
yes,
me.
I do.
Okay,
I'm
what's your name?
Estelle from Oswego, New York.
Okay, good. Estelle, what's your question or comment?
Michelle.
Michelle.
I was wondering, can we do this collectively for anyone who is sick or just needing prayers for healing?
Oh, sure,
and
yeah.
Will there be more calls like this that we can join in with?
Well, yes, there may be. I mean, I don't have anything planned right now. Actually, Pat Carrington and I are planning on a teleclass we had planned on for next week. Pat got caught in the middle of this as well, lost power for a little while, but she is safe. We're planning a teleclass that's part of an ongoing system, and I don't want this to be a commercial for that, but we are planning an ongoing thing, and the first session of that, ironically, was going to be about tapping for the greater good, just like this, making a difference. So whether it's a friend that's sick in Australia or a mass of people that have been affected by something, this same process will work. Now, I'm going to post the script, like I said, on my media page at proeftradio.com. That's just a media page on my website, and I'll put the script of this so you guys can use it and change the words, but it'll kind of give you a place to start. And remember, the words are not as important nearly as your intention.
Indeed.
So thank you, Michelle.
Indeed. It's very true. Thank you so much.
Sure. Any other questions, hit 5-star. If you have any other questions, or if there are any questions, I don't think I see any. So I'm just going to take a deep breath and give everybody a just collective, big, huge hug, and thank you for joining us for this, for doing this, and I really appreciate it. I know the people that are caught in this tragedy appreciate it, and the first responders and their families. They're going to wonder, oh, whew, I feel a little bit better. I wonder what happened. I really do think what you have done tonight is to make a difference, and I am so grateful for that, and I believe they are grateful too. I have one more question here I'm going to take, and I think this is from Southern California. The last number is 6875. And say your name and what your question or comment is.
Hi, Lindsay. This is Anne from Hawaii. And I was just thinking about these folks that are dealing with the tragedy and thinking that some of them may be dealing with anger at God. That,
mm-hmm. Whoops, I think I lost you there, Ann.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I heard you say anger at God.
Yes.
Yeah, the injustice or unfairness of this. Yes. You can add that in, too. I mean, there's a lot of emotions. I can't imagine how they're feeling. So I'm trying to kind of guess and put myself in that position. But there are a lot of people that stop believing in God or give up hope when something like this happens because it's just so, it seems so random and so unfair. So you can just add that in, even though I've given up faith and hope and belief in God. I still know I'm loved and if you're saying in a third party, you may have given up hope and love. And on the other hand, a lot of people really rely on their faith to get through at times like this.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you. Any other questions? 5-star, or I'm going to sign off. I promised to try to keep this under 30 minutes, and I think we've done that. I appreciate it. Go to proeftradio.com. That's not a commercial site. It's just it's actually free stuff, but particularly the recording of this, which I'll have up in just a few minutes if you want to listen to it again or send it to some of your friends. Pass it around. It's free. There's no strings attached on it. And again, I'm going to unmute you guys for a second so you can just say goodbye, aloha, or whatever you want to say. Everybody's unmuted, so before we sign off,
thank you, Lindsay.
God bless
you. So much. Thank you.
Lindsay.
God bless everyone on the phone.
Thank you. Hey.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
God bless
Bye.
You.
Thank you.
Thanks for giving us the opportunity to do